And tell me what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying I'm proud. As far as I know, most of the guys that's worked on this station or ever been here usually come from another town.
Yeah.
But I am happy to say I was born and raised in Oakland and had a chance to work in major radio in my own hometown.
Oh, and boy, see, okay. that's quite
thank Jeff Harrison, too, because he hired me.
Yes. Yeah. And it's one thing about Jeff. Jeff has given a lot of people an opportunity to sprout their wings. And that's very seldom happens within our group. Usually when we accomplish a certain level of success or something of a powerful nature, we sort of push down the people who really want, have a great desire. But I must tell you that Jeff has opened his arms many times. He's a tough cat. You know, did I say it right? A tough cat. Okay. to get around sometimes. But I never had any trouble.
I just want to pay Jeff the 45 cent he loaned me one night. I gave him his money back.
Oh, really?
It's so tough, I made sure I paid the debt to him.
This is KDI in Oakland. It's 6 o'clock.
Okay, yes, let's go. Yes.
Okay, back to the phones.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Diane, how are you? Who is this?
Diane from Oakland.
Hi, okay, Diane.
Hi, I just wanted to say goodbye and thank you.
Oh, yes, Diane. You know, it's nice of you to call, you know. Oh, she said that. Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, that's very nice of her to call. And some people just want to do that. They have nothing to say but accept that. But that's wonderful.
Great.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Esther out in Richmond.
Hi, Esther out in Richmond.
And I wanted to say I'm going to miss Michael and Rick and everybody over there. And I wanted to ask Rick, will the names be changed again? I mean, when you move to another station, or will you use the same name?
Well, I don't know. You know, when I first got into San Francisco, I worked under my legal name, which is Frankie M.,
And that's the legal name,
yes,
Frankie M.
Right.
And here I am now over here at with DIA under the name of Rick St. Clair. Matter of fact, a very good friend of mine and program director, Jerry Bolden, came up with the name when I got over here.
It's very interesting you should say that, too, because for a while people were saying Michael St. Clair, and I was wondering why. Now I know why they were calling me Michael St. Clair the first time, you know, because I really think many of them thought that you were me, or I were you, or whatever, you know. Now I know, but I hope you change your name, really.
Well, anyway, I thought I'd call and say this, and I'm gonna miss you guys. And I listen 24 hours.
Oh, that's great.
When I have the time.
Yeah, and that's so good to hear.
Okay.
And you keep listening too.
And we will follow you.
Don't forget
wherever you guys go. We'll
okay,
follow.
But don't forget KRE. That's where we're going.
We won't forget KRE.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Bye-bye, Esther. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay.
KDI?
It's Tracy again. Thank you guys for cutting me off.
No,
that's okay.
I'll take the blame for that, Tracy. Hit the wrong line.
Anyway, what I wanted to ask you was, you know, KRE is like KBLX in the morning and then KRE in the evening. And I'm going to be truthful, as a teenager, I don't want to hear all that slow symphony elevator music. I want to hear something that's going to get me up. Well, I was wondering.
Oh, Tracy, before you go on, let me tell you. Jeff Harrison is going to be the program director over there, and I'm quite sure that there will be numerous changes in concept and everything else, because Jeff is that kind of guy. He's very creative. He sort of goes with the pulse of the community, and especially a certain segment of the market, which is important. And I'm quite sure that you'll see that the station really pulsates in a direction whereby the ratings will be seen accordingly, in a high vein, the same way with KDIA. I don't think you'll be disappointed whatsoever. I really don't.
Okay.
So just tune in and see for yourself. Then, of course, you can always call. You know everybody. And Jeffrey will be over there. You can always call Jeff and express your feelings if you don't like what's going on, because, after all, you're the listener, and I know Jeff is very sensitive to what the listener wants, believe me.
He's pretty easy man to deal with. I talked to him a lot about things at KDIA, and
right,
he made me feel like I was, you know,
important.
Yeah, and
he really he listens, and that's important. He knows that the people and the community is the reason why you're on the air. You're to serve them. We're to serve you. We're to entertain you. We're to give you what you like to hear, you know, and also keep you informed, which is very important for a station. So I don't dismiss news. I just don't like the idea of, because of my kind of thing, 24 hours, just news. I can watch gay porn. No, I can watch television, or 60 Minutes, or 2020, you know? Yeah. Or even Tom Brokaw, whom I cannot stand.
Barbara Walters.
Oh, Barbara Walters, et cetera. Don't mention Barbara Walters.
At least so.
Yes, right.
Well, so, listen, Tracy, we have, we're backed up here with phone calls.
I just wanted to make two more comments.
Yes, yes,
go ahead.
Yes.
I'm going to listen to you wherever you go. And I'm over, if I ever have kids, if there is a KDIA on the dial again, my kids are going to grow up listening to KDIA. And I want to say that I'm going to miss you, and I love all the new dish jockeys that came in, you know, within the last few years or so.
Right.
And a very, very special hello and goodbye to Diane Blackman.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, listen, Tracy, thanks so much. And you've been so loyal to us that we have a special love and affection for you also. And I know that you'll be following us no matter where we go. So that I have no apprehension about that whatsoever. But I want to thank you for supporting our show. And because you're always there with the questions and you make it easy for us. So stick with us, okay?
Okay. If Dan is anywhere around there, tell him to keep up the corny jokes. Even though I can't hear him, I'll be thinking about him.
Will do. I'll do that. I'll tell him that.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, Tracy.
Katie Ian.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. May we help you? Your name, please.
Yeah, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
Fine.
Good.
I just want to call and let you guys know that San Bruno is going to miss you also.
Oh, that's nice, Carla.
San Bruno.
Boy.
Yes.
This is the first call I've received since I've been here on this show, a call from San Bruno.
Yeah, I've been trying to get in, but it's hard.
It's very hard, I know. But so when we have the show, the board is lit up. Yeah. It's very difficult for people sometimes to get in, but keep trying, though. But you've got to end today, Carla.
So I know.
Well, unfortunately, it's our last time with KDIA today, but still.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Right.
Hello, KDIA, you on the air?
Hello. Yeah. I have a question for Michael St. John.
Yes.
Who the heck is JJ?
Ah, so many people. Even though we're ending our show today, it's our last show today, it's still a secret, you know, about JJ. It actually wasn't a secret because we told the story of JJ. But since that time, we just ended my segment of the show with goodbye, JJ, wherever you are. And so wherever I am, I'll follow suit, you know. But it's a beautiful story, but I don't want to rehash it. And I'll let the mystery of it just linger on.
This is his mother, and I just want to say I've listened to KDIA for I don't know how many years since I was his age, and he's 11, and I'm 40 now. Goodbye, everybody, and good luck wherever you go. I wanted to cry before, but now I'm not. I'm going to be just as tough as you are. Thank you.
Hello? Bye. Yes.
All right, thanks a lot for calling.
Oh,
keep
Jack.
Listening.
Okay, bye.
Katie,
hi. Hi, Michael St. John.
Okay, what's the question?
My name is Reggie Mitchell, and I work with Alistair Thaddeus Walker III.
Okay, you want to put that question to Michael again? Now, will you repeat that?
Yeah, I work with Alistair Thaddeus Walker III.
Yes. Yes, I know Alistair.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my name one day.
Who is this?
Hmm?
Who is this?
What's your name?
And I just want to say...
Oh, what's your name?
What is your name?
Reggie Mitchell.
Reggie.
Oh, hello, Reggie.
Hello. And I just want to say so long to everybody.
Yeah.
And we're all going to miss you.
Oh, that's very nice of you to call, Reggie. And Tim is here also. And he says, of course, I know Reggie. And that's...
This Reggie?
Yeah.
Hey, man, how you doing?
This is like a telephone. This is like a party line, you know?
I just saw you last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, my church come on KDIA at 9 o'clock.
Oh, it does, huh? Oh, I see. Oh, yeah.
That's going to be well missed. Oh. All the churches, really, are going to be well missed.
Well, Brother Al Moreland is going to be missed at 5 o'clock in the morning with the inspiration of gospel music to a lot of the gospel listeners out there. Sunday morning, the religious bench will be missing. Also, there will be Double Rock. You know, we can go on, and all these people is going to be missed here.
Right.
But who knows? They may resurface again. Just keep
I've been
listening.
Trying for years, and this is the first time I've made it.
The first time you've made it?
First time I made it.
Is it still Reggie?
Yeah.
Gosh, Reggie, I mean, you really stuck with it, though.
Yes, I did.
That's what you call a lawyer.
You're courageous. Most people, well, since I've been on this show and the kinds of things I've been talking about on this second time around with KDIA, I've gotten a much more of a support from the community. I think when I first came to KDIA about 2.5 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I was much more controversial. And they didn't know how to handle me. As a matter of fact, lawyers sat by listening every single night.
They're trying to handle you.
Yeah, they're trying to handle things. It didn't work out that way, though.
Hey.
Yeah.
If you let them do that to you, then you no longer become your own man.
Exactly. No one can handle me.
Right. That's just the way I feel about it. Right. How can you handle, a human being,
Exactly. But as far as Alistair, what is he doing? Is he still in the theater?
Yeah, he's still working, but, hey, the hospital keeps us busy.
Oh, I see. I thought possibly he was doing another show or something like that, because I know he was terribly...
It will be soon, from my understanding.
Yeah?
The same theater in Berkeley.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll tell you something. Give him my regards. I tell him that I said I hope he survives it all. And he'll know exactly what I mean.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Reggie, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
KDIA.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Augustine from Richmond.
Augustine from Richmond.
Hi,
how
Augustine.
Are you?
I'm okay. I'm just sad because you guys are going off the air. I've been listening to you since 1970.
Oh, God.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
I've been winning, and I've been really enjoying the show.
Yeah.
Al Marlin gets me up every morning for work, and Barry Polk takes me across.
Well, Augustine, everything is not lost. I must tell you, like I'm telling everybody else, we'll be at KRE, 14 on the dial, AM radio. So, of course, it'll be strange not, dialing in on 1310, but we'll be at KRE. An important thing are the personalities and people that you're used to, So don't give up the whole ship. Yes, it's sad. The transition, any transition from one point to the other, especially if you spend some time there, is a bit sad. But we have something going rather strong. So, I want all you people to remember KRE 14 on your dial.
With Jeffrey?
With Jeffrey, it's going to be... I don't think I'd be any place without Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, I just want to say to you and all the disc jockeys,
yes.
Barry, Kenny, all of you guys,
yes.
Just remember the old spiritual song,
yes.
That says, Lord, don't move no mountain, give me the strength to climb it. And you guys are climb.
Yes.
Well put. Yeah,
exactly. Well put. We are determined and we're strong and we know what we're about. And I think it'll take more than this kind of situation to make us crawl. But I don't think that's even possible. I don't think that's possible for any of us because we're so strong. We know what we want. We know our talents. And I think we've caught on with the people. And that's the important thing. We do identify with the people, and people feel that, and they have responded beautifully. Like I said, KRE 14 on your dial.
I will.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. KDIA, you're on air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Jackie.
Hi, yes, Kathy. Sir.
Jackie.
Oh, Jackie. I'm sorry. Hello, Jackie.
Rick knows who I am.
Oh, I bet he does.
Rick knows who you are.
Oh, gosh.
How are you doing, Michael?
Oh, I tell you, I thought I would be in, my face would be all wet and, but I'm okay because I know what's going to happen and I know I have faith in the public and I just feel good about things.
Well, I have a message for the entire staff.
Yes.
Just keep your heads lifted because there are better days ahead.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yes.
And good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. You know something, as long as we have all those good thoughts out there, you realize we are an army? Because we have all those positive thoughts out there. That is something that no one can daunt. Do you realize that?
Right on.
That's true.
So I believe in that totally.
Good luck to all of you, okay?
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
KDIA, you're on the air.
Yes, my name is Betty Jackson.
Hello,
hi, Betty.
Betty
Jackson.
And I'm sorry, isolating the air, and I wish all the staff good luck.
Thank you.
I have been listening to KDIA. And John Shot Williams was on.
Ah, that's very nice.
Yes, and why don't you guys play, just remix, to play some of the old sounds all the way up until now.
That's a nice suggestion, but we have to go by a certain program even to the end. But we'll see.
We'll see what's what.
Well, we'll see what's what. We won't promise anything, because it's hard to promise anything at this point. Because someone might walk into the studio and kick us all out. any time. We're living on the edge, believe me. I tell you, we might be laughing, and I'm laughing, but it's how true.
Yes.
You know, I've never been in this kind of situation before, but believe me, folks.
Well, you know, I used to come home from school for those days and listen to all of those sounds that my mother had on the radio. So I've been raised up with KDI.
Yeah, I've heard that so many times. The
people
in this community.
You'd be surprised how many people have been listening to you.
Yes, and it's, I tell you, it goes right across racial lines.
Right.
I've the white people, the Mexicans, and everybody, Orientals, you know, or Asians, I guess they're called. We got to watch that these days. But anyhow, people know what I'm talking about. Hell. You know, they all have some sort of identification with KDIA.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. I love you. You're very sweet. Thank you.
I don't know I'll turn to, what is it,
K-R-E, 14 on your dial. So I'm rehearsing already, because if Jeffrey doesn't hire me over there, I'm going to faint all over the place. I'm going to whip my pants and everything else.
On my way to work, I'll be listening to the Happy Birthday song.
That'll be great.
Yes.
We won't let you down.
Okay,
have a good day, and thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Now, back to business at hand.
What business?
There's a rumor, or... Is it a rumor or not? Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, well, Liza Minnelli.
Tries to put the marriage back together again.
Yeah, I might as well give out the dish while I'm here, you know? You're right, Rick. Well, Liza Minnelli wants to put her marriage back together again with producer husband Mark Gero. And the two are booked for a long cruise around the world. Liza says that she'll not travel in the fast lane again. And she also knows the difference between friends and leeches. As for children, she says she will continue to try.
Leeches will take you down.
Exactly. You know, but I think after her drug addiction, and she's went to the Betty Ford Foundation for help, and she stayed there for 60 days or so, and she's come out with a different view of herself and also life. And I think now possibly she can sort of survive with her husband,
yes,
who had gotten rather sick and tired of the necessity for her to take medication and boozing at the same time because of the pressure of her wanting to stay on top of things.
Right.
I think she was still, even though she denies it, was living the shadow of her mother, Judy Garland, who was also a dope addicted person and died in London because of that, you know.
Mm.
So, you know, this is showbiz. And all sorts of pressures, all sorts of things sort of elude whatever you try to be and until you somehow fall back in track again. But I think, Rick, when you're brought up in a certain fashion, just to believe certain things, no matter how much you go askew, those basic rudiments and principles that you've been brought up with, they're still there. You know,
can never get away from
exactly. them. Exactly. That's why I fall on my butt a lot of times, but believe me, I know how to fight back and get back up there and say, hey, let's go again. Let's try it again.
There's another rumor.
There's another rumor
running around Hollywood these days.
Yeah,
Joan Collins have been denying this rumor for some time.
Yes, and
it's
this is
about to come to light.
Yeah, well, this is a rather serious one. Joan Collins stated that stories that have been published, that she is slowly losing her hearing, and that she's had a special hearing aid made by a Massachusetts specialist is totally untrue. She said emphatically that if it were true, she would have gone public with it in the hope that her experience could be supportive and of use to people suffering from the affliction. And I think that's wonderful. She would have, too. I think if anything was wrong with her, if she had cancer or anything that she felt the public should know about and might feel better and identify with that kind of thing and have some hope, she would go public and talk about it. She's very open with her sex life, with her marriages, with her relationship with men, what she wants from her career. Joan Collins is a wonderful lady. I've known Joan since she was about 19 years old. And even then, she was outspoken and very candid about most things, you know? And she went away, of course, for a long time. And then she made a big comeback in Dynasty. So I believe her. And no, she's not losing her hearing. I think that kind of rumor was started by some jealous female from another series. Namely, Falcon Crest.
Well,
I won't say the person because I know who it is.
Oh.
Because she's the wife of a husband friend of a man who's a friend of mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In England, by the way.
KDI, you're on the air. How are you? Hello? KDI?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, this is my first time calling. And
yes.
I've been listening to the station since 1975.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed all the I've enjoyed all the contests, but I've never won any because I'm not fast enough with my fingers. I win in spirit because I like the station, the way you play the music. I always compare you to KSOL. you got them beat by a long time.
Right, but that don't listen to KFAO. What is that station called? Well, I want to even call the caller. KRE, man, I'll tell you.
Yeah, that's the station. That's right.
14 on your dial, AM. You know, Jeff is going to raise hell over there. I'm going to tell you, Jeff is all set to go now. And try us, because I am quite sure you might like us.
All right, I sure will.
Great.
Thanks for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
KDI, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Great. Hello. Who is this?
Oh, this is Diana Cogman.
Hello, Diana. How are you?
All right.
Good.
I just wanted to wish you all the very best.
Yes. Thank you.
And I want to tell Michael, I caught him on the Channel 60.
Yes.
And I think you have a very good voice for Shakespeare.
Oh, thank you so much. Dorothy Reed just came in, too. Thank you, Dorothy. Thank you very much. That was a great show. I think When the Cock Crows, the show was called. And I did that show about a year and a half ago, and they took it to Germany, and they received a great response on that show. And I was very happy to be a part of it, really. It was quite a challenge for me, because I very seldom, a black actor or performer, gets a chance to recite such beautiful words, especially Shakespearean-type words, you know? So I enjoyed it immensely.
Are you going to go into theater work?
Well, I've always been in theater all my life, on Broadway and films, you know. So I decided to join Dorothy Reed and Janice Gordon and Rick St. Clair and Jeffrey Harrison in the radio business. And they've taught me all I know, believe me.
And I had a chance to, you know, meet some of them. Dan Shannon.
Where's
Maya?
And Jeff.
And oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi. Oh, you heard Dorothy, huh? Great.
Hi, this is Janice Gordon.
Yeah,
Janice.
The two ladies are here.
I want to wish Dorothy a happy late birthday.
Thank you. Are you a Libra, too?
No, I'm Aquarius.
But you heard me say it on the air.
Yeah, I like purple like you do.
Oh, I'm getting old.
How old are you, Dorothy? Huh?
Now, listen to you.
She's going to slap me. She's...
I had a woman tell me yesterday that I look like a teenager.
You do?
I thought that was the nicest thing I'd heard in so long.
How old was she? How old was she?
She's older than me.
112?
Listen, we're gonna take a break and earn some money here. And we'll be right back after this. Is KDIA.
This is today's Chevrolet. Come on in. Take the wheel. Start it up, get the feel of the road that rolls on.
The road rolls on.
Chevrolet Sights and Coupe from today's Chevrolet. Let it show you just how much fun a small car can be. Drop into a bucket seat. Check out the controls. Now turn it loose. Go ahead. Throw the four-speed stick. See how 2 liters of electronic fuel injection can make the scenery change. With Cavalier's optional sports suspension holding the line underneath. It's all waiting for you in Cavalier Type 10 Coupe. And when you get one,
go today, Chevy. All right. Ride today, Chevy. Live today, Chevy.
Come on.
Go today, Chevy. All right. Ride today, Chevy. Live today, Chevy.
Good evening. I'm Janice Gordon, taking a look at traffic. Eastbound on the Skyway going toward San Francisco, there is a stalled vehicle, so traffic may be a bit congested in that area. Also, eastbound 580 is stop and go right now. And try to avoid going through the Gilman off-ramp and going in that direction because there is a first report of an accident. That's a look at traffic. I'll have more information for you as it develops. I am Janice Gordon.
Listen to a little Prince here on KDI until Michael returned back to the studio.
We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one, doctor, I think she all right.
Saying clear.
Wait a minute, why are you so self-conscious? I don't know.
She
Hey, Michael is back with us again, huh?
Yeah, I guess people are wondering, where did Michael go to? Well, Channel 2 is out front, you know, and they said they'd like to talk to me, so I decided to go out there and talk to them, and they wanted to know what's going on as far as tonight's concerned, and I told them quite succinctly what was going on as far as my opinion is concerned. So most probably, folks, I'll be on television tonight, you know. Dear God, I hope I look all right. See, I'm still a star. Rick.
You're all a star. Boner star.
Yes, I just blink a little more, that's all. At any rate, was
KDIA, hello, you're on the air. It's Michael St. John with you.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to tell you that I've enjoyed listening to you for more than 12 years, and I'll miss you. Thank you for all the good programming.
Thank you.
I wish all of you well and much success. I do have a comment that KDIA over the last couple of years sort of disappointed me in playing a lot of that crossover music. It seemed that our black African culture was kind of being subverted with a lot of the Europeans and the European and white boys playing our music. And I was also hoping that you'd expand your programming to include reggae, calypso, and Afrobeat. And about a week ago, Dorothy Reed did a special spotlight on Bob Marley and the Wailers and the Legend Tour that was in town on Friday. And I hope that that would have included or led into some reggae.
Well, you see, the programming here, which is, of course, run by Jeff Harrison, the way he runs it is, well, well, he reads a poll as to what the public wants and what the people out there, as far as the majority, want to hear. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that's how he does his programming.
Well, I spoke to Mr. James about it because the woman who has the morning show had him on, and we were discussing the programming, and mm-hmm. he was very unreceptive to my comments. I'm sorry, I didn't know that this other gentleman handled the program.
Well, see,
I would have certainly addressed my comments to him.
Yeah, well, that's, I know your feelings, but I say any program director will only respond in a way that will suit the buying public. And if they want to hear Chinese music and if it will make the ratings go up, that's what they'll play.
Certainly.
You know, that's unfortunately, much of our taste for many things are sort of subdued because of there's no great demand for it at this very time.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, believe me, Jeff would have programmed much more of whatever you wanted to hear.
Really, I sure wish I had known that months and years ago. Thank you. I wish you all well. And there's going to be a great void because the rhythm and blues seems to be dying, and it just seems like our culture is really not available to our children and the young people because there's so few outlets for it.
Well, that's why you should...
KDIA was one of the last stands.
Right. I agree with you. But that's why you should really support any station that is trying.
I will indeed.
Be more sensitive to the people.
Certainly.
I keep saying the people, but I've always said, talked about the people of my life. I think that's the reason why we're here, you know? And I'm not here just to talk to myself or to Rick or to Jeffrey. I mean, I'm here to inform you, to talk to you, to entertain you, to make you laugh, to make you think, you know? And so keep responding, keep calling. Enough of you do that, we'll be fine.
Peace.
Right. KDIA, you on the air?
Hi. I just wanted to say I've been listening to KDIA ever since I moved into the area in 1970.
Right.
I grew up in the mountains, Northern California. Once in a while, KDIA would come in the winter during a big storm, and it was a special treat.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yes.
And I just can't believe it. I think it'll probably hit me when I punch that dial in my car and there's no KDIA. And I'm going to refuse to listen to other stations. And, you know, most of those talk radio stations have a lot of people on that tend to be pretty right-wing.
Oh, gosh, really?
Yeah. Some of the speakers on there are pretty bad, and they draw in a lot of calls that sort of support what they're saying, although they have a few of them on that will support alternative views. But
yeah.
Is there any chance that you will resurrect like Kasel did and maybe show up on FM or AM?
Well, the thing, AM, well, I tell you, as I've been saying to the listeners all evening, that the basic, the same kind of programming that we have here will be transferred over to KRE. And our program director, Jeff Harrison, will be the man over there to take hold of things.
And well, that's great because I think KRE could use a little toning up.
Yeah, I think so too, frankly.
Playing music like yours, but it's not as good.
Well, this
and
is...
And I would like to say something. I agree with the woman who called before me.
Yes.
That it would be nice to include reggae, more reggae, into regular programming because there is a growing awareness and a lot of people are really into reggae. You know,
right.
It has a wonderful beat and... There's just a growing awareness and need for it.
You know, it reminds me of Calypso. The rhythm does a lot. I think of Harry Belafonte and all the type dances we did, you know, during that period. And the reggae, it seems like it's just an aspect of that Calypso feeling and sound, which is so contagious, you know. And I think if a number of people keep calling and insisting on hearing records and hearing the music, well, I'm quite sure program directors and DJs will be forced to play exactly what they want to hear.
But well, that's what I'll start doing then.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Anyway, good luck, and we'll all miss you.
Thank you so much, and don't forget to tune in over at KRE 14 on your dial.
AM. I will.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Well, folks, I've got to tell you something about Miles Davis right now, and... Miles, who is a fantastic jazz man, he recently told his side of the story as to why his marriage to Ceci Tyson went on the rocks. And the musician claimed that Cecily could never accept his lifestyle, his late hours, having fellow musicians over at any time, the women, etc. He said that he could never tell when Cecily, the actress, left off and when the woman, Cecily, his wife, began. He said also it got to the point where he didn't want to stay in the same house with her. He also added that he and Cecily were closer and more loving towards each other before they decided to marry. That happens a lot in marriages, you know. They especially in career-oriented marriages. Mm. So, Ricky, you're back in here. I thought
yes.
I was going to be left in the studio by myself to drown.
Now.
So much happening here tonight. It's amazing.
That's
people
for sure.
It's like a motion picture. I feel like
really
I'm one of the players.
Yeah. And you know? It's a lot of people going to miss a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
And for those that I've never had the opportunity to meet personally, but that has been calling.
Yes.
It's just one of those things that... You know, you're going to miss these people. You don't know them, and you haven't had a chance to see them. You just hear this voice over the phone, and they hear the voice over the ear, and they can't see you. I love you all.
And it's amazing, too. Yeah. You know, Rick, the people out there, they knew that we were going off the air gradually, eventually, and with all the publicity and our many shows talking about the situation. But tonight, I think the shock has reemerged.
Yeah.
And people are really saying, hey, it's going to happen. Wow, what are we going to do? You know, and they're crying. All sorts of memories are being upchucked. You know, for the world, you know. So it's something that I think it's beautiful in a way.
Yeah.
Because now we know the affection has always been there.
True.
You know. So I guess someone is on the... Yeah. Yes.
KDI.
Hi.
Hi.
Love, am I on the air?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I can't believe I got through.
Congratulations.
Okay.
How long have you tried?
Good, huh? I'm calling from Redwood Shores. And I just wanted to tell you guys that I'm really sorry to hear that you'll be going off the air today.
Ah, yes.
And
thank
I had one question to ask Michael.
Yes.
And that is, will you have the same type of setup as you had here on KRE?
From what I gather, yes. I will probably be over there even more so. And it'll be much more of a challenging spot. And Jeffrey's always trying to get me into situations where I know that I have to really fight to get out of just to see how much I can extend myself. So I'm looking forward to something interesting. Besides, I'll probably be on television eventually also in the Bay Area. So we're working on a lot of things, but KRE will be the home base for me.
Okay, can I just ask, will you be on like Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, and I could tune in at 5:20 and hear this?
I think if Jeffrey has this way, it'll run pretty much the same way as we have it here. And there's a great possibility that I'll be on longer, and maybe I'll talk to more people on those days. Instead of just giving news reports, maybe I'll be in the studio and give the news report and have a few more minutes just to talk with the public. That's something I'd like to do very much, as a matter of fact.
Okay, thank you very much, and good luck to all of you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, too.
Oscar, bye-bye.
6:42, you're listening to Michael St. John on a Friday afternoon, and I'm Rick St. Clair. C.J. Stone at 7 o'clock tonight. KDI.
Hi, my name is Crystal Collins, and I'm calling
Hi, Crystal.
In. Hi, how you doing?
Great.
Hi, Crystal.
Right. Hi. This is my first time ever calling KDA.
You did it, though. You did it. Congratulations. I wish I had a prize for you. The only prize I can give you, Crystal, is me.
That's Beg your pardon?
The only prize I can give you tonight is me.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be over.
Okay. No. But anyway, I just wanted to say that I have been listening to KDIA for, several years, and it's been such a pleasure, you know, all you guys with nice voices and everything. I wish I could meet all of you one day, but...
Thank you.
Anyway, I wish all of you, you know, the best of luck, and may God bless you. But I have a message from my daughter, Cassandra Collins, and my niece, LaTanya Johnson, and from my goddaughter, Tiffany Davis, and they want to say something to you.
Oh, beautiful.
I love you, KDIA.
Oh, gosh, that's wonderful.
Yes, I love you, too.
We love you, too.
All right, KDIA is their favorite radio station. Wait, my daughter wants to talk to you.
All right.
My name is Cassandra Collins.
Cassandra?
On the record, can you play Sheila E. in Prince?
We'll try.
Okay.
Listen, thanks for calling us and telling us how you feel about the station and everything, okay? We appreciate it enormously. Okay?
I like all the songs and I like the songs and some of the songs I like.
Yeah.
And some of them I don't like. Cause that's natural.
You can't like everything in
that's
life.
For sure.
some people here I don't like particularly, but that's how it is.
Love all you DJs.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye
now. KDIA, hi.
Hi, Michael. This is Diane from Oakland again.
Hi, Diane.
Something was wrong with my phone.
Oh, it was?
Yes, okay. I had a question for you.
Yes.
Do you have any information on Aretha Franklin?
Yeah, Aretha Franklin was supposed to do the Broadway show, Sing Mahalia Sing, but she has a terrible fear of flying, so they had to dissolve her contract, and they brought in Jennifer Holliday to replace her. And I think that's a very good choice because Jennifer is a big woman and Mahalia is a big woman. See, I'm not getting on fat people, but you know how it is. That's a fact. You know? And I think that Jennifer can sing her buns off.
Yeah.
They're big buns, too. And she can really do a Mahalia. And I love Aretha, too. Aretha is wonderful. But mm-hmm. Jennifer's younger. She's a breath of fresh air. And I can accept her in this role because of the fact that we all knew what Mahalia was like and what she looked like.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I also have another comment about JJ.
Yes.
I do recall your story that you...
Yeah, don't tell it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Tell it. Thank you so much.
Luck, and I'll miss all of you.
Thank you, but don't forget, we'll be at KRE.
I know, I get it.
14.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
KDI, hi.
Good evening.
And
hello.
How are you?
Who is this?
This is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, and I wanted to tell you guys that I'm going to miss you.
Oh, that's very nice.
And I've been listening to you since January 1955 when my mother brought me
home.
Holy
cow.
That's a long time.
Brought you home from the hospital. Boy, oh boy. You've been really a fan, haven't you?
It's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
And my mother said when she brought me home, she put me in the room and turned KDIA on.
Holy cow. No wonder you turned out the way you have.
Baptized with KDIA.
That's right. Baptized with
KDIA. Very exciting. Full of corny jokes and all of that.
Yes. But you know something?
Well, I want to tell you, I saw your picture in the Black Pages.
You did?
Yes.
Wasn't I handsome, sort of?
Yes.
Thank you.
I said yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And I want you to know that I changed my radio station in my car to KRE 1400.
Thank you.
Anybody else change yours tonight?
I'm going to do that.
And my mother says she's praying for you guys.
Oh, that's
Thank
so
you.
Nice. And all the prayers that the people have out there, we feel it. Somehow tonight.
Thank you.
So I
miss you guys, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I get up in the morning, listen to Barry, and at work, I listen to everybody else. And at night, when I come home, I listen to everybody.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for Fridays to listen to you.
And truly, it's like a...
Juicy's.
Well, I know it. Well, I tell you, I've had
KRE waiting for you.
Great. And I've had a ball over here.
I have one, too.
And I'll promise you, it'll continue at KRE.
Wherever you go, I'll be following.
Okay. And remember JJ, of course.
Bye-bye.
KDI, hi. Who is this?
This is Madeline from Richmond.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Very well, thank you. What can we do for you?
You're going off the air.
Yeah. This is our swan song over here tonight. So
I'll miss you.
Well, you know, as I've been telling everybody, KRE, 1400 on your dial, AM, you know, and we'll rise again, just like the South.
Okay. They have the same program in the morning that you have every morning about 8:25.
Well, I don't know about that because, see, Jeff Harrison will be the program director. He'll be the big honcho over there. And whatever changes or whatever he adds to the programming process, I'm quite sure it will be stimulating and terribly interesting. So tune in and find out.
Okay, bye-bye. I have two people here that want to ask you a question.
All right.
One of them is Janet Jackson really pregnant?
From what I gather, that's being kept a secret, but people are speculating, of course, because they were talking about an annulment, and suddenly the annulment was squashed. And then the mother got closer to Janet, and as a matter of fact, the mother went with Janet to Japan. And as soon as they returned, she resumed her trek with Michael and the boys on tour. So whether she's pregnant or whether the annulment is going to go through or what. But I have a strange feeling that this will not happen. I think that Janet will pursue her interest in her husband. She will keep her husband.
And I have another question.
Yes.
Are both of the Mary Jane girls pregnant?
No, they are not. And that was a
somebody else hit me with that same question.
Well, that was
me yesterday.
That was a joke.
I
apologize to people for even saying that, because when I lie blatantly, I like to tell people right off, it's a big lie, you know. But I was having fun with Janet Gorton, Janice Gorton here, and Jeff Harrison. And
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
KDI, hi.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
My name is Valeria.
Hi, Valeria.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. What can we do for you?
I just called to say I've been listening to KDIA for 19 years.
Holy cow, Valeria.
Yes, I've been listening since I was in junior high, and I have listened all the way up until today.
That's nice to hear.
And I just want all of you guys to know that I love you.
Oh, Venerio,
love you too.
Thanks for calling and telling us that. That means a hell of a lot to us.
Okay, God bless you, and I'm praying for you.
And thank you, and keep supporting us, won't you?
I will.
Wherever we go.
I'll be with you on KRE.
Oh, thank you, Venerio.
Okay,
goodbye.
Katie, are you in there?
Hi.
Hello.
How
who is
are
this?
You?
Fine, thank you. Who is this?
This is Beverly Williams.
Oh, hi, Bev. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
You want to say something? You want to ask a question or so, or what?
Oakland will miss you.
Oh, that's nice.
Desperately. I wake up and I go to bed with you every night.
Oh.
Guys, take care. We love you.
Yes, and Bev, you know, we are going to be at KRE, so don't feel
that. Oh, I listen.
Okay, I keep saying it because I'm so happy that I can say something.
I will be
you know?
There. So, you have a very sexy voice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Night. KDI, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Who's calling?
This is Rasha Smith.
Rasha?
Yeah.
Ah, Rick is with Rasha. Rick Sinclair's with me, and I'm Michael St. John. So what can we do for you? Or do you want to say something?
Yeah, just sorry to say, well, this is it.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, you know. I've closed many shows, but I didn't want to close this one. But it's inevitable, Rasha, I'll tell you. But I'll tell you, better things are going to happen. We're going to do more exciting things, and you people will all be involved out there. So the water's not that deep. This is just shallow water with insignificant things going about that's not going to touch us at all. But like I said, KRE is going to prove a lot of things.
Yeah, after all the stuff I won.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you're one of the winners.
A lot.
I'm glad that you won. Just think if you'd gone to Vegas. Just think if you'd gone to Vegas or Reno or Tahoe, you might have been broke by now. But you listened to KDIA and you became a winner. So therefore, you've got to do the same thing when you listen to KRE. So don't forget that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
KDI, hi.
Hi, my name is Gwen Kelly from San Francisco.
Gwen.
Hi, Gwen. How are you?
Hi, I've been listening to KDIA since 1965.
Boy, you're an old customer, aren't you?
Yes.
And I've always enjoyed the station. Now I hear you going off the air.
Yeah. Yeah, we go with KDIA will go into, well, Wonderland, and KRE will pop up with all the personalities you've gotten used to, and the music, and lots of other things, I'm quite sure. As I've said many times this evening, Jeff Harrison is not going to let us down. He's sticking by the post, and he's going to pull out a lot of surprises. And so we're sad, yes, because we love the stations very much, but there are better things to come about.
Oh, of course. I know I'm a Miss Barry Pope. He always wakes me up in the morning.
Okay, I've just been informed that they've changed the locks in this building, so I don't know if we can get out of here tonight or so. I mean, they're desperate. You know, I guess... I've never been... I've moved up from many places, but they've never changed the lock before I left. Really? Rick, aren't you going to say anything? My mouth is open.
I'm wondering if CJ's going to show up.
Well,
nobody seems to have any information as to what's going on.
I know. I tell you, it's like a motion picture. If you were here watching the situation, it would be like a comic show. Really. Janet Gordon's room. I mean, she's been chased by an invisible man, and voices are being heard through the halls. I mean, there's like spirits that are coming out of the place. Jeffrey is someplace. I hope that they don't have him tied down someplace, you know. And Shannon, and I heard his voice from a distance saying goodbye, you know, but I don't know exactly where his body is, you know.
Yeah.
And as far as Barry Pope, I think he's in the bathroom playing with himself or so. I don't know. So, everything is happening here tonight, I'll tell you.
I see. Well, that's good. I'm glad everything is going to work out for you guys.
But we're smiling. That's the important thing. We're smiling. Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Katie,
hi. Hi, it's Tracy again. I just had to say goodbye again. And when you guys, I was wondering one thing. Is there any possibility, like, okay, say KRE does get all of KDI's former employees. I was wondering if they ever reached out, could they, change the call letters and be KDI. I mean, I'm desperate for KDI. I really am.
I don't know about that. You know? Who knows?
What was the question?
The question, what's going to happen to the call letters of KDI? Will it go over to KRE?
Oh, what, When the new station takes over, KDIA, the call letters will be up for grabs. You know, you never can tell where or when that kind of thing will take place again, as far as another station or so. Okay, once the new owners take over with their new KFYI or whatever.
Yes.
You know, then they, you know, KDIA, those call letters will be up for grabs, whomever. So that's the end of KDIA as far as, you know, the air is concerned, or 1310, because they bought the frequency, you see.
Okay.
Well, I hope that I have won of, exactly 63 times off KDIA.
Congratulations.
And I hope I can win about 163 from KRE.
Well, we'll make sure you do. We'll have a thing going between us, okay?
Okay.
But you got to promise to tell everybody in town to listen to us. You
okay.
Gotta. All
right.
Okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
KDIA.
Yeah, this is Vanessa from Richmond.
Vanessa, how are you?
Hi, Vanessa.
All right, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'm just sitting here drinking my wine, tripping. I cannot believe this. I have been listening to KIA since 1958.
Yeah.
And I'm going to miss you guys.
Thank you,
and,
Vanessa.
I was listening to the lady remembering Bob White and Doug Cass.
Yes.
I was a little girl. It's been 26 years, but I remember all those people.
Right.
And I just called to say God bless you.
Vanessa, thank you for calling, and your call means a hell of a lot to us, and because the reason why we can do what we do so well, if we can say that, is because we know you guys are out there supporting us, and you're with us all the way, and that means a lot to us, believe me, because we can't exist without you, and we need you, no matter where we go.
Well, good luck to you with whatever you guys do.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
KDI.
Hello.
Hello. Who's calling?
My name is Jeanette Brooks, and I'm calling from Oakland.
Hello, Jeanette.
I'd like to say goodbye to everybody.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to let you know how much I've enjoyed all of the personalities on KDIA.
Yes.
And my family and I will be at KRE.
Good!
To listen to everybody.
Yes.
I would like to know... Is Janice going? Will she be there, too?
There's a great possibility.
Still?
Yeah, it's a great possibility.
Okay.
At least I hope so.
I would also like to say thanks to KDIA for my turkey leg, my concert tickets to the Cool Jazz Festival, and all the other little bitty things in between.
Oh, boy. Hearing that.
And the singing of happy birthday to my daughter and my son.
Ah. Oh.
And just thanks for being there, you know, to cheer everybody up when they're in a down mood.
Yeah, in the humanity part of our community, you know? And I think it's very good.
Okay,
and,
1 second.
Okay. Gosh, Rick, it's almost that time
for
us. Yes.
My son and my daughter.
Oh.
They just wanted to say bye.
Oh, that's very nice.
Okay.
Okay. We heard it, and tell them we thank them very much for being a part of our family, too.
Okay. All right, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. We love you. Well, Michael, this is it.
Yeah. Gosh, Rick, this is our first time being on the air together.
Yes.
And it's been quite fun. And unfortunately, it's our swan song. We're doing this little soft shoe tonight, and the applause is thunderous, and the tears are flowing, and, I'm very moved. Even
don't
though.
Be so melodramatic, Michael.
Dorothy just popped in as usual. Really. And Dorothy, her face is wet with tears, but she's trying to pretend. But and it's been lovely. And I've never met such wonderful people before. And I've never worked with such great people before. And I have a great affection for all of you out there. And as I always sign off and say, thank you, America. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Jeff Harrison. And also, goodbye, JJ. God, wherever you are. Bye-bye. CJ Stone is next. This is Rick St. Clair. Gonna leave you. And like I always say, God loves us all. And you have a super weekend. Bye-bye. From KDIA.
Family jewel. We are family. Yeah, sing it to me.
much you want it to. And you don't do it because you know you're through. What's that?
Body.
What's that?
Body.
When you can't get your body free. And you need some love for your tension ease. What's that?
Body.
What's that?
Coming to you, on a custom road.
the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy, boy,
boy, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, that's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Get up off your knees, 'cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't go around with your head hung down. Well, I wouldn't let the little girl know, wouldn't let her know that you made me feel like a clown. There are a whole lot of girls looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never meet them if you give up now and say your life is true. Then she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be a man.
Right. take two eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share.
I've been trying to get to you. Oh. took too long. I got caught in the rush hour. Well, I started to shower you with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
Oh, you go away to your
got caught in the rush hour. Well, it started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
Don't get that way.
Advice and remember always in life. Until each heart.
No, it's not the end of it all, Dorothy. We're still alive.
No. But the point is the music that we got to look at it like look at the end of a love affair.
It's totally the end, of, the end of a love affair.
It's too many fish in the sea.
There's too many fish in the sea.
I'm here.
Carpenter.
And I'm Dorothy Reed.
And yes, we're going to miss you guys, really. But you're going to hear from us, okay? So don't think that we're dead. Because
we're
not. No,
that's right. We're not.
Too many fish in the sea.
Oh, it's so many fish.
Thank you.
You're listening to the boss of the Bay, KDIA.
Just a little bit, mister. Just a little bit.
Go, girl, go.
Oakland.
your spell.
I'm under your spell.
Like a man in a trance.
Like a man in a trance.
Wow, you know darn well.
I know darn well.
That I don't stand a chance.
I don't stand a chance.
So unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Let me go my way. Won't you set me free?
Please set me free.
I think they
Whoa,
did.
Set me free.
I think
please
they did set you free.
Wow! Set me free.
Along with me, 5 minutes after 8 at a.m. 1310.
Yeah, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. I don't know, she's all right. She's all right, she's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
AM 1310, hi. Hello.
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 Who's on the telephone? Who? Pardon me?
You
are, wait. You are listening to KDIA and what? To the radio and what? Let you just say what you have to say.
I just want to thank you for the things I have heard. I'm a military wife, and it's hard for a person to move around, not know what's going on. But by me, I was able to find out, you know, things that was going on, where they was at or something like that. I was used to listen to the radio.
Wait, just a second. I'm having a little technical.
Just
hello? Keep talking.
She's all right. Go ahead.
Keep talking.
Okay.
There we go. There we go.
You're saying we're like a friend. yeah, we are your friend. Oh, okay. Thanks. You've been our friends, too. Yeah.
Why are you apologizing?
Huh?
Why are you apologizing?
For what?
What are you apologizing for?
Oh, because it took me so long to get to the to say something.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Hey, what's that, dog? What's that, dog?
I can say that. I can say it now. And you're sneaky,
wait a minute. I'm getting my trick back now.
Who really turned me on this day? My brother from Memphis.
Memphis. He turned you on?
Yeah, he came here to visit us, and he found his radio station and said he liked it because it sounds so much...
Like WDIA? Pardon me?
Oh, Memphis sound.
Memphis?
No, honey, they called it...
Memphis sound.
Memphis.
Memphis.
All
right.
Yeah, I'm from Memphis.
Well, thank you very much for your comments.
Yeah, okay.
Pardon me?
What's your name?
Doris.
Who?
Doris.
Doris.
Thank you, Doris. Thank you so very much.
Okay. AM 1310.
Hi.
Hey,
what's happening?
Hey, you got it.
You have it, baby.
Doris, can you talk to me or you can talk to her?
Pardon me?
What?
You're talking to me or her?
We're talking to you.
I'm calling from Marin City.
That's good.
What do you mean? Marin City is one of your most devoted listeners.
We believe you.
I was born and raised on KDA.
That's right.
We were in the night.
You know, this is history, and a lot of people are recording us tonight.
Ooh, I like that.
This is Brenda Grayson.
Can't turn both of them on. Pardon me? You don't have to scream. Wait just a second here.
Radio down.
Okay, there we go. All right, you talking?
Yes, this is Wendy Williams, Brenda, Geraldine Grayson, and Ruth Armstead.
Okay.
This is at Marin City.
All right.
Okay.
And we'd like to dedicate a record.
We want to dedicate a song.
Uh-huh.
But we don't want to wait all night to hear.
Hey, you're on.
No. You know what we want to hear?
We don't have a whole lot of time. Say it fast.
We want to hear Sharing You.
Remember
that?
Remember
that, Sharon? What's going
on
over there?
Can we come over?
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for your comments.
Huh?
I said thank you very much for your comments.
What are you
going to
play?
A song? We're going to play some more music. You mind? Sharing me?
Forget that.
Wait a minute. Keep talking.
No. We don't want to hear it.
Keep talking, sir. Sir, you talking?
No, this is not a
chair.
This is a seat.
No.
You sound
like it. Pardon me.
Good night.
Pardon me.
And
listen.
Cry.
Listen, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. We'll do the best we can.
Pardon me?
Are you going to play Sharing You and dedicate
the rest of it? Yes. We'll do that. This next song is This next song is dedicated to Marin City, okay? Okay. This is 8:12, 12 after 8. This next song is... I'm on in the morning. I used to be on in the morning. 12 after 8 at KDIA.
Say you will.
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 18 minutes after 8. With the impression.
I'm prettier than all the world. And I'm so proud.
I'm so proud.
I'm so proud
of you.
All right, then.
Never heard that again. Yes.
Do y'all want to be Nick Bones?
Yes, we want to be Nick Bones, Barry. Yes, Brother Barry.
Talking all over your ears.
Barry.
You know better than talk over those lyrics.
I'm so proud.
Y'all,
we love
Nick
you,
Bones.
Bay Area.
I'm
right?
So proud.
I'm Janice Gordon. I just want to say goodbye to you. And we're having a good time because Brother Barry. Yes, that's Dorothy Reed.
I'm Betty Robinson.
And that's Betty Robinson. And we will be back. We are coming back. Don't think we are dying because, no, we coming back.
Sweeter than the taste of a cherry so sweet, and I'm so proud, girl.
I'm so proud.
I'm so proud of you. Compliments to you from all the people we meet. Yes, and I'm so proud.
I'm so proud.
so proud of being loved by you. I'm so proud. It would hurt to know if you ever were untrue. Sweeter than the taste of a cherry so sweet. Yeah, and I'm so proud.
I'm so proud.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud.
AM 1310, KDIA 821.
So fine. So fine. So fine, yeah. My baby's so doggone fine. Sunbeam, come rain, come shine. Oh, oh, yeah. So fine. Thrill me.
Turn her back over, flip. That is why.
That is why I love you so.
That is why.
Fine, I'm going with you.
I'm going to Chicago. That's the last place my baby stayed. Yeah, it's a I'm packing up my bags. Gonna leave this old town right away. It's like I've got to find that girl. If I have to hitchhike around the world. It's like Chicago city limits. That's what the sign
AM 1310 KDI, 827, 27 minutes after 8. Let's go to the telephone here and see if we can get some interesting comments.
Yeah,
AM 1310. Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Well, see, I'm kind of like sad that you're going off
the air. Oh, okay. Well, you have to turn, wait, you have to turn your radio down.
Oh, turn the radio down. Okay. All I got to say is
two things.
You have to turn your radio down. Listen.
Could you be quiet?
You have to turn your radio down.
Be quiet. Get it, Mr. Barry, but no Adam and Eve jokes.
All right. Well, who is this?
Like that one, do you?
Pardon me?
I said you don't like that joke, do you?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm versatile, honey.
Oh, he's drunk already.
Not either. I don't drink. I don't drink. Thank you very much for calling. 8:28. 28 minutes after 8. On the final step. I think we're in the tunnel now. Listen. I don't see any light at the end of that tunnel.
Thank you, Mr. Barry.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah. 29 minutes after 8. Here's Penny Ford. Change your wicked way.
Have you been leaving me?
1310 KDIA 833-27 before and after. Here's the Four Tops with a song about Jeff Harrison's girlfriend, and she just wants to have a good time.
I just
want to
have a good time. Nature Rise. AM 1310, KDI, go ahead.
8:35 on this lovely.
You got my whole pride. You know you could have been a candle.
Yeah.
I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you put me off the feet.
You could have been a fool.
This is Gorgeous Gordon right here at KDIA. Oh, it's not 9 o'clock yet, but I'm taking your request right now at 788-9786 or 444-9221. Tell your gorgeous exactly what you want to hear, and I'm going to play it for you because this is a celebration until that bewitching hour of midnight. And if you think the Gap Band dropped a bomb on you, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Turn me up, then you turn me on. You drop the bomb. Big News
KDI
team shouldn't
Oakland.
Have big heads.
Yeah.
These headphones are real loose.
Yes. You dropped a bomb on me. This is your gorgeous right here at KDIA in Oakland.
Your what?
You're gorgeous.
Gorgeous what?
Gorgeous Gordon. You're gorgeous right here at KDIA in Oakland.
You must have been wearing these headphones because they're pretty loose.
It's 8:46.
You have a big head. Yeah.
It's 8:46. Right. Mm-hmm. C.J. Stone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You're going to be my engineer tonight, right?
Well, no.
On the board for me.
I've taken over your spot. I'm just that good. Oh, yeah. You heard me.
That could be true.
Listen to this voice.
Exactly.
Is it not a good voice?
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I want to ask you a question.
I don't want to answer it.
I want to ask C.J. Stone a question.
I don't have to answer it.
Well, answer it.
Oh, God.
Give me that. Oh, you fellas, gather around me and let me give you some good advice. What I'm gonna ask you now, you better think about it twice. While you're lying, cheating on your woman, there is something you never even thought of. Now tell me who's making love to your old lady. Give me that. Now who's making love to your old lady? While you are out making love, I've seen so many fellas.
I used
falling
to be the same,
the same old man. Thinking that a woman is made to be beat on and treated so bad. Oh, well, let me ask you something. You're not, you never even dreamed of. I'm telling you, who's making love to your old lady while you were out making love?
Oh,
who's making love to your old lady while you were out making love? I know there are some women guilty of this too. I'm not trying to run your life, don't it's up to you. Are you? Oh, you. Reason why I ask this question, I used to be the same way. When I decided to straighten up, I found it was a bit too late. Oh, yeah, that's when it all happened. Something I never dreamed of. Somebody was loving,
hey,
my old lady.
Yeah.
While I was out making love.
Hey!
I think you guys are nuts.
We had a good teacher.
Oh, yeah. Let's wear it on who will follow me over to KREFM.
That's right.
I'm sorry, AM 14.
Yeah.
14.
Oh,
they will be there, believe me.
That's
and
right.
The thing is that we're going to make this thing work, no doubt about it. I am Jeff Harrison, and of course, Dorothy Reed has requested a certain song. What?
Well,
what are you
dedicated
doing?
To the one I love.
Yeah.
No, because it's everybody
Dorothy,
I love.
Dorothy, is there a message?
Yes.
But
that's
who,
right.
That's to the people of Oakland.
Be very honest about this thing.
You're
I mean, who
me
are
on?
You dedicating
you
it to? Yeah, you're
I'm
on.
It on.
You're
I'm
on, baby.
On.
I mean, I.
Well, then, Jeff, you know.
I can't turn
me.
You on anymore
me.
Than what you are right now.
So you know you've been with me from the beginning.
That's right.
And you
for
know,
sure.
When I say I'm dedicating this to the one I love, I'm talking to the people who have stood by me all the way through all of it.
Yeah.
All of it.
All of it to all of it. So what you're saying is that you definitely want to dedicate this song to the one that you love.
To
which
the
are
one,
several people
all
out there.
All the people I love. Who
all of
me,
our KDIA
the people
listeners.
Who got out there and protested for me. Who
right.
Walked in the streets.
Yeah.
Who now
yeah.
Call me and tell me, Dorothy, do this, do that. Don't
okay.
Do this anymore. Don't do that anymore.
You love those
all
people, huh?
I love them.
Oh, okay.
I do. And
wonderful.
I owe them something.
Well, can I say something, too?
Yeah.
I love them, too.
Oh,
well,
my
I let
goodness.
The Sherelle sing it. I let the Sherelle sing it for me. Because they
I
can say it better than me.
Join us at KRE 14 a.m. because we will be there beginning Monday.
Right.
And you will
K-R-E.
Hear
K-R-E.
You'll hear us
K-R-E.
On the air.
K-R-E.
You will hear us.
K-R-E.
On the air anytime after a week, folks, because it will be just as crazy as it is here, believe me, at KDIA.
This is dedicated to the one I love. Yeah.
You're gorgeous. Taking your requests right now at 788-9786. Whatever you want to hear, this is a day of celebration. Believe me. I once had your love. It's apropos for the occasion, but we have your love right now. I'm your gorgeous. Whatever you'd like to hear, call us right now at 788-9786.
Don't really want to know where you're going. Maybe once or twice, you see. Time after time, I try to hold on to what we got, but I gave all my money and my time. I know it's a shame, but I'm giving you back your name. Yes, I'll be on my way. I won't be back to stay. I guess I'll move along. Wishful thinking.